Good morning, Alan.
We'll hear from Tom in just a second, the IFA Wexford chair. But the European Parliament narrowly voted to refer the EU-Mercosur trade deal to the European Court of Justice. Can you give us the update on the key points of this, please?
Yeah, I guess this was a result of 149 MEPs bringing a legal challenge on the Mercosur trade deal moving through as it was, and the splitting of it. They wanted referred to the European Court of Justice, which is the highest court in Europe, to look at it in terms of does it impact, I guess, EU citizens' rights in terms of moving the trade deal through the houses of power as it was going. So this means essentially, if we look at other trade deals that were referred to the ECJ in the past, it could mean a delay of up to 20 months in terms of getting this deal to the Parliament. There have been calls this morning. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has come out and said that he would like to see the deal provisionally applied. That means it would go ahead, we'll say, of a Parliament vote. But other people, including Sabine Wynard, who is one of the Commission's top trade officials, has said that the provisional application will not begin before Parliament approves the deal. So this is just a referral to a legal challenge. The big Parliament vote still has to take place, and I guess all eyes are on that now as regards what way MEPs will vote in that.
And has there been a bit of confusion and controversy over what way Irish MEPs are likely to vote? I saw some very interesting dial exchanges on social media late last night, Adam. What's the story with our own MEPs? Are they all supporting the farmers?
Yeah, so of the 14 MEPs, I think there was four that voted not to refer the deal to the ECJ. Luke Minn-Flanagan wasn't able to make the vote on medical grounds, and then that left, we'll say, I think nine MEPs voted for the, we'll say, to refer to the ECJ. So there has been some criticism of some of those MEPs that didn't refer it, but they have said that it's not a case of maybe blocking Mercosur. It was the mode that we'll say this we'll say referral to the ECJ left in terms of it takes the power away from MEPs. That's what they have been arguing in the last 24 hours, and that's why they voted not to refer to the ECJ.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not supporting the Irish farmers. They have a query over the legality of it, or
I think Sean Kelly came out and said like his concern was the approach, and he felt it undermined the decision making power of the elected Parliament, and that's why he voted not to refer it to the ECJ.
And who are the other
two? There is another piece to this in terms of that the frustration is mounting in the Mercosur bloc of countries. We've seen at the weekend, Ursula von der Leyen flew to Paraguay. Javier Milei, the Argentinian president, came out and said he warned Europe not to meddle with safeguards and quotas. So I'd imagine they won't look on this favourably.
And do we know who the other MEPs that didn't go along with this vote at this point in time, who they are?
Yeah, so there was nine Irish MEPs voted to refer to the ECJ. Regina Doherty, Fine Gael MEP, Sean Kelly, Fine Gael MEP, Maria Walsh, Fine Gael MEP, and Barry Andrews, Fianna Fáil MEP, they all voted not to refer to the ECJ, and then Luke Minn-Flanagan was absent from the vote on medical grounds.
And are they getting criticism now because of their stance they took, or do you believe, in what you said to me this morning, that clarifies that they're concerned about the legality of it, or what?
Yeah, I think they've come out and said it. This isn't a vote for Mercosur. They've all clarified their vote, but they are getting criticised for not referring it to the ECJ. I guess this was seen as a further delay to the deal, but they've given their views, and I guess, it's a democratic process. The vote was won by 10 votes, 334 to 324, so I guess we have to respect that.
And before we talk to Tom Doyle, the chair of the IFA, I mean, have you, on the outside looking in for Wexford farmers, what would your feeling be for them? I mean, they're in with all the other farmers as well, but there's a high emphasis on beef here in this county too, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, personally, Alan, I think beef should have never been part of this deal. It's a good deal, and it's unfortunate the deal isn't going through, I guess, for industry in Europe. But beef, we can't sacrifice a certain sector of society like beef farmers, like Irish beef farmers in particular, because we depend on our European exports so much. No matter how many billion that trade deal is worth, we can't do that. And I think we need to go back to the drawing board now and see what we can do in relation to this. I'm not too sure will it last the time that it's going to take to get through the ECJ. Obviously, there's huge pressure in Europe to get that through, given Donald Trump's comments earlier in the week around trade and tariffs. But we can't allow that substandard beef to come into Europe and undermine Irish farmers and European farmers.